The Circle Undone Review 2026. Is it worth it? Best investigators, haunted tips, and what a buy. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Buy the Circle Undone campaign expansion if you have finished at least one Arkham Horror LCG campaign and one Witches. The Silver Twilight Lodge, difficult investigation pressure, branching allegiance, and a story worth replaying. Wait if this is your first campaign or if your group dislikes trigger-heavy scenarios. Marie Lambert plus Tommy Muldoon is the safest current 2026 pairing. Revised Core Daisy plus Tommy is the cleaner anti-haunted clue and fighter team. Chapter 2 Core Owners can play, but the Witching Hour needs the official Chapter 1 Arkham Woods print and play locations. Everybody is lying to you. The Lodge says it is protecting Arkham. The Coven says the Lodge is the danger. Old rankings call the Circle Undone either a masterpiece or the campaign they never want to see again. The honest answer is more useful. This is one of Arkham LCG's strongest atmospheric campaigns and one of its least universal recommendations. Yumi checked the repackaged campaign box, the official campaign guide, the Haunted Rule, Fantasy Flight's 2026 grimoire, the redesigned Marie Lambert and Tommy Muldoon decks, current Amazon listings, and the 2026 community arguments that still split experience tables. This is a spoiler-light buying and survival guide. It tells you what the campaign asks, who should accept the invitation, what to put in the investigator's hands, and when to leave the Lodge's envelope unopened. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. Is the Circle Undone worth buying in 2026? Yes, for the right table. The Circle Undone campaign expansion is a top recommendation for experienced players who rank atmosphere, campaign consequence, witches, secret societies, and replay value above mechanical cleanliness. It is not the automatic next box for a beginner. The community divide is unusually consistent. Admirers praise the occult mood, Arkham-centered locations, faction tension, and finale. Critics point to high difficulty, long scenarios, persistent triggers, a playable prologue they do not want to repeat, and moments where randomness can feel louder than planning. Those are not contradictory reviews. They describe the same campaign viewed through different appetites. Yumi's buying line is simple. Finish one complete campaign first. If your table leaves that campaign asking for more narrative suspicion and a harder clue game, accept the invitation. If the group was already exhausted by upkeep and nested card text, leave this one in the cabinet. 9 out of 10 for my table. 6.5 as your first campaign. A good review names the reader, not merely the score. What is actually in the Circle Undone campaign expansion box? The current repackaged box contains the entire campaign in one purchase. 323 scenario cards, 15 player cards, 4 mini cards, and 1 campaign guide. The story is a playable prologue followed by 8 full scenarios. 1-4 investigators can play, and each full scenario can also be configured for standalone play. The 15 player cards are campaign-required story material, not a substitute for a player card expansion. The separate Circle Undone Investigator expansion contains the Cycles Investigators and General Deck Building cards. You do not need that Investigator expansion to run this campaign. Conversely, the Investigator expansion by itself contains no campaign. At the table, expect a campaign guide, act and agenda cards, locations, encounter sets, enemies, story assets, and the mini investigator cards used by the prologue. The larger box is also materially easier to organize than the old release model. Sleeve by encounter symbol, keep scenario-specific sets together, and store the prologue investigators as a separate packet so the first night does not begin with a scavenger hunt. The old box trap an old deluxe expansion plus 6 Mythos packs is a complete legacy cycle. A lone old deluxe box is only the opening portion. The current campaign expansion is the clean one box purchase. Does the Circle Undone work with Revised Core and the 2026 Chapter 2? Core? Revised Core owners have the direct path. Add the campaign expansion and follow its setup instructions. Fantasy Flight's product page names Revised Core as the required foundation because the original campaign calls for Chapter 1 Core encounter sets. Chapter 2 Core owners can still play, but there is one important exception. The current grimoire provides encounter set substitutions for legacy campaigns. However, the Witching Hour uses Arkham Wood's location cards from the Devourer below, and those locations cannot be replaced by the general substitution table. Fantasy Flight provides the Chapter 1 encounter sets as official print and play files. Print the Arkham Woods locations, sleeve them over spare cards, and keep them with the campaign. This is a setup bridge, not a second purchase requirement. Do not buy an entire revised core solely because a retailer page failed to explain the print and play route. If you dislike printing or proxies, then revised core is the cleaner physical foundation for this campaign. Print the Chapter 1 bridge once, sleeve it, label the pack a TCU core bridge, and end this argument for every future replay. What is the Circle Undone story about without spoilers? A tarot reading predicts catastrophe. Four people vanish from an estate in French Hill. The investigation pulls the table between the Order of the Silver Twilight, an old and politically connected lodge, and a local coven of witches. Both factions know more than they admit. Neither offers trust without a price. The prologue lets the players inhabit the disappearance before their main investigators arrive. That device gives the campaign a rare quality. The group knows fragments the investigators do not. From there, the story moves through Arkham's occult history, French Hill, the Witch House, spectral intrusions, faction promises and consequences that change later setup and narrative options. The campaign's great success is not that it hides a single villain. It repeatedly asks which institution, story or witness deserves belief when every source has an agenda. Play the first run without consulting outcome trees. Record faction choices clearly, read interludes aloud, and let suspicion be part of the game rather than a puzzle to solve from a wiki. How does Haunted work? And why does it change deck building? Haunted resolves after an investigator fails a skill test while investigating a haunted location. Finish the failed test's normal consequences, then resolve every haunted ability on that location. The location may deal damage or horror, remove clues, discard assets, or create another immediate problem. A failed investigation therefore costs more than an action and a clue. It can destabilize the whole turn. The answer is not never investigate. It is to stop treating every shroud value as an invitation. Put your best clue investigator on haunted rooms. Commit enough icons to create a real margin. Save Tesla's clue effects, automatic clues, cancels, and high-value boosts for the locations whose failure text is most expensive. Let the fighter handle enemies so the clue lead does not spend the round evading a problem someone else was built to solve. Check the timing carefully. Haunted is tied to failing an investigation at that location, not merely failing any test while standing there. Read the exact location. If multiple haunted abilities are present, resolve them all. The campaign is hard enough without inventing extra punishments. Read the location before committing to the investigation. Name the total skill margin the investigator can actually reach. Reserve Tesla's clues and strongest boosts for the worst haunted effects. Keep the enemy control investigator close enough to protect the clue lane. Resolve the failed test completely, then resolve every haunted ability at that location. What are the 9 parts of the Circle Undone campaign? The campaign contains the prologue disappearance at the Twilight Estate and 8 full scenarios. The Witching Hour at Death's Doorstep, the Secret Name, the Wages of Sin for the Greater Good, Union and Disillusion in the Clutches of Chaos, and Before the Black Throne. The rhythm matters more than a numerical ranking. The prologue is a theatrical cold open. The first acts establish separation, haunted investigation, and large tension. The middle grows mechanically denser and makes earlier allegiances matter. The final stretch widens from neighborhood occultism into an Arkham-scale crisis and a spatially ambitious finale. 2 scenarios attract most of the criticism. One can feel long and attritional. Another can feel unusually dependent on search and randomness. Do not read a solution before the first run. Instead, schedule enough time. Allow a clean stopping point after each scenario and judge the campaign after the full arc rather than after its most abrasive room. Why do experienced players love and hate the Circle Undone? Players who love it describe one of the game's most atmospheric campaigns. Witches, the large tarot ghosts, Arkham neighborhoods, morally ambiguous allies, and an ending that earns its scale. They enjoy the way the campaign log and faction choices change context on a replay. Some rank it near the top precisely, Because it feels more like a cult investigation than a tour through disconnected monsters. Players who hate it are not failing to appreciate theme. They object to practical friction. Nested triggers, persistent treacheries, scenario length, difficult clue checks, swingy search structures, and a campaign whose mechanical density does not decrease after the opening. Current 2026 threads still produce both reactions, often in the same discussion. The useful inference is not that the community is confused. The Circle Undone amplifies a particular kind of Arkham. Hard tests, set up specific rules, campaign memory, and consequences that can feel punitive before they feel narratively clever. If that is the game your group wants, the box is extraordinary. If your group wants clean tactical scenarios, the box will remain fiddly even on easy. The recurring 2026 consensus theme, widely praised. Difficulty, high, mechanical density, does not disappear later. Return to, optional not required. Beginner fit, disputed with the safer answer being not first. What are the best investigators for the Circle Undone? Safest current 2026 pair, Marie Lambeau plus Tommy Muldoon. Marie brings 4 intellect, 4 willpower card selection after she takes damage and spell flexibility. Tommy brings 4 combat, guardian protection, and a firearm ability that rewards disciplined ammo and resource management. Their overlap gives a first Circle Undone team room to recover from imperfect draws. Fastest anti-haunted pair. Revised core Daisy Walker plus Tommy. Daisy's 5 intellect attacks the campaign's central clue problem, and her extra tome action creates tempo without asking her to take more risky investigations. Tommy owns enemies and keeps them away from her lower health. This recommendation specifically means the Daisy in a revised Chapter 1 collection, not a claim that every future Daisy product is identical. Expert thematic pair. Diana Stanley plus Joe Diamond. Diana's cancellation and large connection fit the campaign beautifully, while Joe can contribute clues and enemy work. The deck-building burden is higher. Do not choose the thematic pair if the table still struggles to identify legal deck construction or consistent economy. How do you build and play for the Circle Undone without spoilers? 1. Name a true clue lead. A generalist who occasionally investigates is not the same thing as an investigator who can repeatedly pass high shroud tests. Haunted makes that distinction expensive. 2. Bring willpower insurance. The encounter deck applies sustained mental and occult pressure. Low will investigators need commits, cancels, soak, or a teammate who can help. 3. Value testless progress. Automatic clues, location tricks, and effects that bypass an investigation can avoid haunted entirely when timed correctly. 4. Do not overbuild for one bad scenario. The campaign changes its pressure. Build a stable economy and roll engine first, then use experience to fix the failures that actually repeated 5. Track the campaign log precisely. Lodge and coven relationships, named outcomes, and scenario-specific notes can affect later instructions. Use 1 designated reader and 1 recorder. 6. Treat resigning as campaign play. Arkham is a campaign, not 8 independent victory screens. Preserving investigators' assets and acceptable consequences can be more valuable than a greedy final round. 7. Use easy without apology. Standard is a useful baseline for an experienced group, but easy is the correct choice if the table wants the story or is learning new decks. Difficulty modifies the bag, it does not remove scenario upkeep. Choose the mode that leaves enough attention for the campaign's narrative and timing. Assign clue lead, enemy lead, encounter protection, and emergency healing before deck construction. Build a first scenario economy that can play the core engine by turn 2. Mulligan for jobs, not card rarity. Read every haunted location before investigating. Log faction and scenario outcomes immediately. Upgrade the repeated failure after each scenario. Resign when one more round risks the campaign more than it rewards the scenario. The 4-card mulligan question keep cards that start the clue engine, enemy control plan, economy, or immediate encounter defense. A spectacular upgrade card that does none of those jobs is a souvenir, not an opening hand. Do not confuse hard with profound if a rule interaction is unclear. Check the campaign guide or current grimoire. Do not make the game harder by resolving an invented penalty and then praise the atmosphere. Do you need the Circle Undone Investigator expansion or return to the Circle Undone? Number the campaign expansion is playable without the matching Investigator expansion. All scenario required cards are in the campaign box. Buy the separate investigator expansion only if you want its 6 legacy era investigators, multi-class player cards, tarot slot cards, and broader deck building pool. Return to the Circle Undone is also optional. It remixes encounter sets and scenarios, offers alternative content, and adds replay value, but is out of print and often priced as a collector object. The base campaign remains complete. Current community threads repeatedly advise playing the original campaign first and refusing inflated return to pricing, unless the alternate material itself is the goal. The old release model was one deluxe expansion plus 6 Mythos packs. The current model separates one complete campaign expansion from one complete investigator expansion. Never buy a random old Mythos pack expecting a self-contained scenario path, and never buy a legacy deluxe box believing it contains the full 8 scenario campaign. How do you host a great Circle Undone campaign night? Give the campaign enough room to breathe. Use a stable location map, visible act and agenda, a dedicated campaign log clipboard and separate trays for clues, doom, resources, damage and horror. Keep the encounter discard visible. Trigger-heavy scenarios become easier when the table can reconstruct what just happened. For the prologue, assign temporary investigators before the read aloud and tell the group that this is a theatrical cold open. Do not ask them to judge their long-term deck from that session. In the main campaign, stop between scenarios rather than beginning a second one after midnight. Several entries reward concentration and punish a table that is physically present but mentally packing up. Atmosphere helps when it supports procedure, low instrumental music, readable lighting, a clean narrator role and sealed envelopes or folders for campaign records. Darkness that prevents card reading is not immersion. Neither is a 5-minute monologue while another player quietly searches for a missing encounter set. The interval rule of full scenario plus resolution and upgrades is a complete evening. Stop while the table still wants the next chapter. What should you buy with the Circle Undone? Best single purchase, the Circle Undone campaign expansion. It is the complete current campaign and the only Circle Undone box required for the story. Best current 2-deck team, add Marie Lambeau and Tommy Muldoon. Both are current ready-to-play investigator decks with upgrade cards. They are not campaign expansions. Best physical foundation for this legacy campaign, Arkham Horror LCG Revised Core. If you already own Chapter 2 Core, use the official print-and-play bridge rather than rebuying a core solely for these scenarios. Skip inflated return to listings and incomplete old cycle fragments. Buy the complete campaign, build 2 clear table jobs, and spend the remaining budget on the next night the group can actually play. Final verdict. 9/10 for an experienced atmosphere first Arkham table. 6.5/10 as a first campaign. Buy the current one box campaign expansion, not a stray old deluxe box or random mythos pack. Bring a clue specialist who can pass haunted location tests consistently. Assign enemy control before setup and treat the prologue as story rather than a tutorial. Frequently asked questions. Is the Circle Undone worth buying in 2026? Yes, for experienced Arkham LCG players who want witches, secret societies, difficult investigation and replayable faction choices. It is not the safest first campaign. Is the Circle Undone good for beginners? Usually not as a first full campaign. The prologue, haunted locations, persistent triggers and high difficulty are easier to appreciate after completing a clearer campaign. How many scenarios are in the Circle Undone? The campaign has a playable prologue and 8 full scenarios, for 9 campaign parts in total. What does Haunted do in the Circle Undone? After an investigator fails a skill test while investigating a haunted location, resolve every haunted ability on that location after resolving the failed test. What is the best investigator pair for the Circle Undone? Marie Lambeau plus Tommy Muldoon is the safest current 2026 purchase pair. Revised Core Daisy Walker plus Tommy is the fastest anti-haunted clue and fighter team. Does the Circle Undone work with Revised Core? Yes. Revised Core is the direct rules and encounter set foundation named for the repackaged campaign. Does the Circle Undone work with Chapter 2 Core? Yes, with the official compatibility bridge. Use the grimoire substitutions and print the official Chapter 1 Arkham Woods locations required by the Witching Hour. Do I need the Circle Undone investigator expansion? Number the campaign expansion contains all campaign required cards. The Investigator expansion is optional player card and investigator content. Do I need Return to the Circle Undone? Number Return to adds alternate content and replay value, but is out of print and not required for complete campaign. What is the difference between the old deluxe box and the current campaign expansion? The old deluxe box contains only the opening portion of the legacy cycle and originally needed 6 mythos packs. The current campaign expansion consolidates the whole campaign in one box. Can the Circle Undone be played solo? Yes, two-handed solo is generally easier to build because one investigator can specialize in clues and the other in enemies. True solo should use a broad investigator with strong clue reliability. Should I play the Circle Undone on easy or standard? Use easy for a story first run, new decks, or a group learning the campaign's timing. Standard is a useful experienced baseline, but difficulty does not remove the campaign's trigger density. Are the product links direct Amazon affiliate links? Yes. Every product CTA uses the exact Amazon product ASIN with PuzzleWix affiliate tag.